This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. A new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. You will recall those words from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. We receive those words from Lincoln, words that, for us, fall trippingly from the tongue. But where did Lincoln get them? Words about a national proposition, that all men are created equal. We know that Lincoln's source was, of course, Thomas Jefferson. It was Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, coming up soon this month in July, that Lincoln traced as our national birthday 67 years prior. Had Lincoln been thinking of the Constitution, not Jefferson's Declaration, it would have been 74 years ago. So the national conception date goes to Jefferson and his seed words. So as much as Lincoln saw Jefferson as the father of our fathers, would Lincoln have ever voted for Jefferson? It's a time travel question and suspicious to historians. But in understanding the spiritual life of Lincoln, time itself is not such a boundary. In the spiritual life, eternity is our sphere of influence. In an election season, we want to know how spiritual values and ideas make a difference or not in political choices. We could also ask if Jefferson himself might have voted for Lincoln. All sorts of political values and ideas come tumbling out when we bring those two Mount Rushmore giants into the polling booth. These two iconic Americans may have shared the continent of equality, but their political houses were totally divided. And when it came to voting, both men were pragmatic and political, not idealistic or religious. While both men lived eventually under the powerful sense of the providence of God and God's justice, and both men had moral objections to slavery, both men had very different political platforms. When it came to voting, having your ideas with the person who could win with those ideas, that was the most moral and most practical thing to do. Both Lincoln and Jefferson thought that. They both trusted democracy, even when they would have completely disagreed with each other, and in some cases not even liked each other. Jefferson would have been appalled that Lincoln knew no French. Lincoln, as we will see next week, was repulsed by Jefferson's lifestyle and relationships. Lincoln was less for expansion than he was for improvement. Railroads, colleges, and banks, and canals, and legal justice. We will see that Lincoln would end up voting in the election of 1848 for a Southerner, a Mexican war general, a war that he disapproved of, who owned slaves in Louisiana and had nary a thought in his head. He ended up voting for him rather than for his own lifetime most favorite politician, a very Jeffersonian-like person, who was just not going to win the election, Henry Clay. Could you or I do that? And what is the light, then, that guides us politically as well as spiritually down in the legacy of Lincoln to the latest generation? This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.